Be'ezrus Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Yud Aleph, the love of Lo Yimotzei, Shir Aleph. We know there are two lavim. There's Mitzvah Yud Aleph, the love of Lo Yimotzei, Shivas Yomim Sa'or Lo Yimotzei Bivoteichem, and Mitzvah Chof is the love of Lo Yiroa. Lo Yiroa Lecha Chomeit, V'lo Yiroa Lecha Sa'or B'chol Gvulecha. The love of Lo Yiroa is repeated again in Parshas Re'eh. B'derech Klal, when a person has Chometz on Pesach, he's over both lavim, the love of Lo Yiroa and the love of Lo Yimotzei. There are shinuyim, there are cases, maybe when you're over one at the other, we'll see. Aber be'ikar advarim, when you have chametz, you're over two lavin, lo yiroa and lo yimotzei. And there's also the mitzvah essay of tashbisu. The Gemara says in Psachim, Davdalin and Davhei, that the mitzvah essay of tashbisu, even though the lashon of the pasuk is ach bayoyim harishoyim tashbisu, but the mitzvah of tashbisu in fact starts on yudalid nisan from chatzois. Ach cholok, that you split the day in half. And the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu is already from Chatzois Hayoim on Yudalud Nisan. There's an essay of Tashbisu. But Nechleku Arishoinim, the love of Bal Yiroi and Bal Yimotzei, the Pasuk Mefurish says, Shivas Yomim Lo Yimotzei, Shivas Yomim Lo Yiroi Alecho. Is it only during the Shiva Yomim of Pesach, and there is no love of Bal Yiroi during those 6 hours from Chatzois until Leil Tesvov? Or no? Once there's a mitzvah essay of Tashbisu, that's Megale, that the love of Bal Yiroa and Bal Yimotzei also already starts from Chatzois. Either Mitzad Giloy Milsa, or Memotzinu, maybe even a Gzeira Shava, Se'oir, Se'oir. But that's a big shaila. There's a stira about it in the Rishonim. The Menchas Chinuch is Medayik, that the Chinuch Shita is, that it already starts from Chatzois. But Ki Yadua, it's a Machlekes Rishonim, there's a stira in Rashi. Rashi in Psochim Daf Dalid, and also in Baba Kamed Daf Choftes, Rashi is mavur that there's already a lav of Bal Yiroa from Chatzois of Yudalid. L'umazer Rashi in Psochim Daf Samach Gimel is mavur there that the lav of Bal Yiroa only starts on Leil Tesvov. There is no lav of Bal Yiroa on Erev Pesach. There's a big tumul. What's the Rambam Shita about this Maisa? The Rambam in Hilchas Chometz Umatzah Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. The Rambam is talking about the idea that you could only do bittel chametz koidim zman ha'iser. Once it's chatzois and the chametz is neser behano, then you're not allowed to do bittel. You're not able to do bittel. Zok the Rambam, peragimel halacha ches, lefikach im loy bittel lefnei shoshishis. If you didn't do the bittel before the shoshishis, so then you're going to be over bal yiro. The Ravid is medayik. You see, the Rambam is saying that if you don't do bittel before chatzois, right away you're going to be over bal yiro. On frek the Ravid, ulai soiver zeha mechaber that you're over bal yiroa from sheish shois from chatzois. The ena dover came because the pasuk says shivas yomim lo yiroa v'lo yimotzei. That says that the Ravid understood the diak loshen Rambam that if you don't do bittel, you're gonna right away be over bal yiroa. That the Rambam holds that you're over bal yiroa already from chatzois, just as this tashbisu from chatzois. And the Ravid comes to dingin. So zetzach machlekes Rambam Ravid. But the Magid Mishnah says that the Ravid didn't understand Pshat of the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah says the Rambam also agrees. Avada, the love of Bal Yiroa is only a balayla. The Rambam meant, if you don't do bittel before Chatzois, because Avada by Chatzois it becomes Osir Bahano, if you're not going to do bittel before Chatzois, then eventually by night you're going to be over Bal Yiroa if you didn't destroy it. Aber la'olam, the Rambam is moida to the Ravid, that the love of Bal Yiroa is only from Laila. A lot of the Achroinim, Minchas Chinuch brings, the Noida Yehuda and the Tzlach, they want to say that no, that Avada the Rambam holds that there's a lav of Bal Yiroa already from Chatzois, Gzeirah Shoves Sa'or Sa'or, or a Hekish, but they have a Shaila. The Rambam, Ki Yadua, besides being Medayik the Lashonis of the Rambam, you can be Medayik the Lashon of the Mafteach Laha Rambam. The Rambam by the Haschol, the Hakdoma to the Yad, in every set of Halachis, he says the Lashonis of the Pasuk of the Isser, and over there he says, Tashbisu on Yudalid Nisan, and a lav of Bal Yiroa for Shivas Yomim. It's stark meduik that the lav of Bal Yiroa is only during the 7 days. So the Noida Yehuda wants to say that maybe the Rambam over there in the Mafteach only says what's Mefurish Bakro. And Mefurish Bakro is only the Shivas Yomim. As opposed to the fact that Avada there is a lav of Bal Yiroa from Chatzois, that's not Mefurish Bakro. That's what he wants to say. We spoke out in the Tashbisu Shir, a different Mahalach, a Mahalach Mechudish. We said that the whole idea that a lot of the inyanim of Pesach start from Chatzois Hayoim, the Isur Chometz and the Isur Hanov Chometz, the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, maybe even the Baal Yiroh, has to do with the fact that in Mitzrayim, a new day was heralded in at Chatzois Hayoim. We know in Western civilization, Chatzois Laila is when it's heralded in a new day. This year is being recorded, Taka, on December 31st, right before the Western civilization heralds in a new year, they call it. But it's a new day from Chatzois Laila. The Mitzrayim civilization heralded in a new day at Chatzois Yoyim. Avad in Yiddishkeit, we herald in a new day by Tchilas HaLaila. But since every year when we go out of Mitzrayim, we are Ki'ilu in Mitzrayim, and we go out, Chayav Adam Lerai says Atzmoy, Ki'ilu Hu Yoytzim in Mitzrayim. So the Yom Tov of Pesach starts on the Mitzrayim Cheshbon. That's what we start from Chatzois Yoyim. Then of course we transition into becoming Yidden. And that's why the pasuk says, "Ad yoyim ho'echod ve'esrim bo'erev toichlu matzis." Why does it have to stress bo'erev? Because I would have thought maybe it also ends Chatzois on the 21st of Nisan. The 7 days go from Chatzois till Chatzois. The Torah says, "No, we turned into Yidden." But therefore, Pesach starts on the Mitzvah Cheshbon and Fir Zichois on the Yiddish Cheshbon. Versteht sich Isser Melocha L'moshel of Yom Tif Avada only starts at night because that's a Yiddish Zach. That's Avada on the Yiddish Cheshbon. But the Isurim of Chometz start already from Chatzois. L'chein, the Rambam in the Mefteach rightfully says, Shivas Yomim lo yeiroh l'chon. Or what's the cheshbon of the Shivas Yomim? The Shivas Yomim start from Chatzois. It's a mahalach mechudish in the Rambam. L'maisa, in the Mir, when they learn up in the Rashi in Psachim Dav Dalid, the mahalach is to say a vort. Rashi there clearly says that there's Baal Yiroh from Chatzois. But the problem is it's a stira. Rashi in Psachim Samach Gimel says that Baal Yiroh is only, the love of Baal Yiroh is only by night. Maybe Rashi doesn't mean the love of Baal Yiroh. We know that in Tashbisu is a mitzvah essay, but there's also an iser essay in Tashbisu. There's a Baal Yiroh in Tashbisu. Tashbisu says that you shouldn't be seeing the chometz. When Rashi says over there that there's Baal Yiroh from Chatzois, in Psachim Dav Dalet, he means the Tashbisu dike iser, not mamish the love of Baal Yiroh. It's Dvorah Mechudosh Ma'oid. Aber a smach godel for this is the lashon of the Ravid. We know the Ravid Avada is the one that argues on the Rambam that the lav of Baal Yiroh is only at night, and the Ravid says a lashon mikol mokam Avada is an iser Baal Yiroh mechatzois mikoyach ho'esei de tashbisu. So the Ravid klor says as an nusach that the iser of tashbisu, the Baal Yiroh, the iser of tashbisu can start from chatzois, even though the lav itself doesn't start from chatzois. The Gemara in Beitza, Daf Zayin, discussing the love of Baal Yiroh, stels that the Pasuk says a double Lashon, Lo Yiroh L'cha Chometz and Lo Yiroh L'cha Sa'or. Why is it necessary to say both? The Gemara says you should learn out one from a Kal V'Chomer of the other. So Beis Hillel says, no, there's a Tzrichus of why it needed to say both. I would think maybe you're only over by Chometz, but maybe, on the other hand, maybe Dafka by Sa'or, because it's Mechametz Acherim. It's a Tzrichus of why you need a separate love for Chometz and a separate love for Sa'or. But Beis Shammai over there in Beitza says, no, the Inyan is that the reason the Torah separated the lav of Sa'or and the lav of Chometz because for Baal Yiroh it's a different shear. The shear of Baal Yiroh by Chometz is a Koseves. By Sa'or it's a Kezayis. The Torah differentiated them because it's Taka Cholok B'Shiurim. That the lav of Baal Yiroh, the shear of Chometz, the shear is a Koseves. The Pashtas Tashbisu is still on a Kezayis. It's important to stress. Even Beis Shammai agrees that there's already Tashbisu on a Kezayis. But the lav of Baal Yiroh is only on a Koseves. That's the Gemara in Beitza. That's why the Torah separated Lo Yiroh L'cha Sa'or, Lo Yiroh L'cha Chometz, because it's Cholot B'Shiyurim. L'gabi the Isra Achila Avada Zev Zev B'Kezayis. But L'gabi Baal Yiroh, the Shir of Chometz is Koseves. Frek the Pnei Yeshua in Beitza, the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Pei Aleph, the Shara Melech in Hilchis Chometz Umatza, and the Minchas Chinuch here and in a few places, they all ask this Moira de Kakasha. The Pashtus, you don't get Malkus for Baal Yiroh. And we're going to go into this Barichas, but B'Ktzara, before we go into the Arichas, the reasons why you don't get Malkus by Baal Yiroh is either because it's a lav she'ein by Maisa, because it's not something you're doing, you just grab to have the Chometz and you didn't get rid of it, or because it's a lav hanitik le'essay, because it's nitik to the essay of Tashbisu, of burning the Chometz afterwards. We'll discuss that soon. But either way, Avada, you don't get Malkus by Baal Yiroh. The question is, if you don't get Malkus by Baal Yiroa, what significance is there what the shear of Baal Yiroa is? You tell me there's a machloikis Beishami Beishillel, that by Chometz, Beishami says the shear of Baal Yiroa is Koseves, and Beishillel says the shear is Kezayis. By Sa'or, everyone agrees the shear is Kezayis. What's the significance if the shear is Kezayis or Koseves? Malkus, an oinish of Malkus, you're not going to get anyways. Elamai Lagabi, the Etzim Isser, we paskin Chetzi Shear Osir Min HaTorah. And if Chetzi Shear is Osir Min HaTorah, so even less than a Kezayis, even less than a Koseves, you're going to be over Chetzi Shear Osir Min HaTorah. What difference does it make? An oinish you don't get by Chetzi Shear. But there's no oinish anyways by Baal Yiroa. It's a lav she'ein boi maisa. It's a lav hanitik le'ese. You're not getting Malkus. If you're not getting Malkus, and there's an Isser Doirais of Chetzi Shear anyways, what significance, what relevance does it have if you had a Koseves, then you were over the lav Doirais of Baal Yiroa, and if less than a Koseves, like Beshami Vaita, you were over Chetzi Shear, Osir Min HaTorah of Baal Yiroa. Once there's no oinish anyways, what significance is the Shear? The Shagas Aryeh and the Prima Godim, Mikoyach Viskasha Amachadish, that on Baal Yiroa there's no Isser Chetzi Shear. Less than a Koseves like Beis Shammai, less than a Kezayis like Beis Hillel, there's no Isser Doiraisa at all. Because the whole concept of Chetzi Shear Osim in HaTorah by Achilo is because of Chozilit Starufei, but the concept of Chozilit Starufei doesn't apply by a lav like Baal Yiroa. Similarly, they talk about this by Noisar, we discussed it then. But Akoponim, that's the Shagas Aryeh's Yesoid, and the Mechas Chinuch brings it here, that there is no Chetzi Shear Osir Min HaTorah. So of course, there's a Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. If you have less than a Koseves of Chometz, like Beis Shammai, there's no Lav, there's no Isser of Baal Yiroa. The Mechas Chinuch wants to say that even if you'll argue, and you'll say that there is an Isser Chetzi Shear, and therefore technically there's no difference if it's a Koseves or not, because an Oynish Saivi you're not going to get, and an Isser Doiraisa Saivi there is. There's a difference if it's Chetzi Shear or not, Lagabi Shavua. If a person would make a Shavua that he's going to leave over the Chametz, B'derech Klal, you're not over on a Shavua when it's Nishba Lavar Al Dover Min HaTorah. But this Klal of Ein Nishboyin Lavar Al Dover Min HaTorah is only when it's Mefurish B'kra. Chetzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah is not Mefurish B'kra. Like Beis Shammai, if someone would swear a Shavua that he's going to leave over less than a Koseves of Chametz, more than a Kezayis, less than a Koseves, the Shavua will be Chal. Because since the Doraisa, the Kashir, is Koseves, he was Nishba on Pachas Mikashir, it's Osir Min HaTorah, but a Shavua could be Chal, it's not Mefurish B'Torah. The says the Menchas Chinuch's Einfall is that even in a Tzir when there's no Oynish, there's a significance if it's only Osir as Chetzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah, or it's Osir Be'etzim. Now another teretz to this Kash of the Pnei Yeshua, again, the Shtel was, what significance does it have, the Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? If there's a what's the Shir of Baal Yiroa? Oynish, you're not going to get anyways, because there's no Malkus. Without the Oynish, it's Osir even Pachas Mikashir. Shagasari was Machadish that we don't say Chetzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah by Baal Yiroa. Menchas Chinuch says, even if you do, there's an Afkamina for Nishboyin Lavar Al Dover Min HaTorah. But there's the third Teretz. To go into the topic now, that maybe it's not Poshit. Maybe there are Ifanim that you do get Malkus for Baal Yiroa. L'moshel, we're going to go into the soon Barichos, but the Etzem idea, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Chometz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that the reason you don't get Malkus for Baal Yiroa is because it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa, and he speaks that Mefurish. If you did it in an Oifen of Maisa, you went and bought Chometz, you went and created a dough and created the Chometz, so you did a Maisa. The Rambam Shita Yidua is that even by a Lav She'ein by Maisa, if you grada did it in an oifen of Maisa, you'll get Malkus. And the Rambam clearly says, if you were koine chametz on Pesach, or you were chimtzoy, you'll be like it. Like some achroinim, you'll like a shmoinim. Because you were over both, Baal Yiroa and Baal Yimotzi, you'll get double Malkus. So there is in fact a case where you get Malkus by Baal Yiroa, if you did it with a Maisa. That could be the case that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing, what's the shear? It's not so gishmak, this etzem teretz, because Mineu Bey, the Gemara there in Beitza said that when Beis Hillel argues and they discuss why you need both Pesukim for Chametz and Sa'ar, the Gemara says, why can't you just learn out one from the other with a Kal V'Choymer? And the Achronim asks, that same Pnei Yeshua, he asks, Ein Mazhirin Min Adin, Ein Oinshin Min Adin, how could you learn it out from a Kal V'Choymer? So he says, anyways there's no Oinish, because there's anyways no Malkus, so you could learn it out from a Kal V'Choymer. But if you're going to tell me there's Malkus, then L'Choyra, you shouldn't be able to learn it out from a Kal V'Choymer. But now we're going to go into the Etzim topic. We'll start again and set it up. The Rambam paskins that the reason you don't get Malkus by Baal Yiroa, Baal Yimotzei, is because it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa. Being so, if that's the reason why you don't get Malkus, if you grad the didermeise, kona chometz, chimtzoy. The chinuch brings this here also, be'etzem, in art, that if you were kona chometz or you were chimtzoy, you will get malchus. Because a lav she'en by meise, that you grad the didern oifen of meise, you get malchus. The emes is that on the chinuch, this is a pella. The chinuch in over 12 or 13 mitzvahs across the tariag mitzvahs, many, many times, brings down the idea that a lav she'en by meise ain loiken olav. And he insists, and he says it clearly many times, that a lav she'ein by ma'isa, you don't get malchus, even if you grad did it with an oifen of ma'isa. Since inherently it's a zak kind of lav that doesn't be'etzem have to be done with a ma'isa, you don't get malchus. And the pella is, the Shara Melech asks, the Minchas Chinuch at the end of the mitzvah asks, here the Minchas Chinuch, the Chinuch says that bal yirah bal yimotze, if you grad bought chametz or you were chimtze, so you will get malchus. The Shara Melech says a teretz that in a case when it's already Pesach time and you don't own any chametz, so then the only way to be over is taka to go buy or to go create. The only way to do it is al yedei ma'isa. In a scenario where you are holding now in the scenario, the only way to have been over the lav is durcha ma'isa, then the chinuch is moida. That's called lav shiyesh by ma'isa. The chinuch was referring that if you have a kematzev that you could have done it with the ma'isa, you rather could have done it without, so then you're not going to get malchus. But on Pesach, when you don't own chametz, the only way is that it should be a lav shiyesh by ma'isa, by buying it. Then, like the chinuch and the Rambam paskins, you get malchus. Now the main question that everyone asks on the Rambam and the Chinuch is Mikoyach the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Vov, that the Gemara there clearly says that you don't get Malchus on the Lav of Bal Yirah, and the reason is because it's a Lav HaNitik LeEssei. The Gemara says that you don't get Malchus on Bal Yirah because it's Nitik to the Essay of Tashbisu. And here's the big question. What's the Rambam saying that the only reason why you don't get Malchus by Bal Yirah is because it's a Lav She'en by Maisa? In which case, if you grad the dira ma'isa, you will get malchus. The Gemara clearly says there's another reason why you don't get malchus, because it's lav hanitik le'essei. Now, mitzad the Gemara itself, maybe the Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara there. There's a girsa taka that Rabbi Nachmanel's girsa there that it just says you don't get malchus. Maybe it's because it's lav she'en bei ma'isa. But legufa inyan, why taka is it not a lav hanitik le'essei? L'chayra, it should be a lav that's nitik to the essay of Tashbisu. Harbe Torah was written, and a lot of Torah in the Achronim is on this kasha. We'll speak out a few of the interesting nekudas that come out. The Shara Melech Barichas talks about it over here. Afen Orat in Hilchas Chometz Umatzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. First of all, the Rambam in Hilchas Tmura, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that in Tmura, you get Malchus, and it's not considered Lav HaNitik LeEssei, because Ein Essei Menatik Trei Lavin. And by Tmura, there's two lavin, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomiroisoi, and ein esei echad menatik trei lavi. Here also, there's two lavin, there's bal yiroa and bal yimotzei, or there's a double bal yiroa, but in Bapastis they mean there's a bal yiroa and a bal yimotzei. One esei is not menatik two lavin. Now this is a big topic, it's not so pashut. The Rambam Lamoshel says, in Hilches Malve v'loive, that when a person is over the lav of loisovei el beisoi lavei davoitei to go take a mashkin from the oni, he's not going to get malchus because it's nitik to the essay of hashovas ha'avoit. And everyone goes to town on this and they ask, over there it's two lavim, there's loisovei el beisoi v'loisishkav bavoitei, there's a double lav over there. I thought the Rambam's klal in Hilchas Tmura, an essay is not menatik to lavim. And everyone says in the Rambam, based on the Tosis and Chulin, that the Rambam only meant it by Tmura. Tmura, where it's not really an essay, it automatically becomes Tmura. It's not an essay that you have to go do and make it Tmura. There's a rule, ein essay menatik trei lavi. But by an echtige essay that you have to go be meshiv the avoit, or here to do a tashbisu, an essay could in fact even be menatik tu lavin. So then they go into the chilik, maybe there's a chilik if an essay can be menatik tu lavin, if the tu lavin are written next to each other, or not written next to each other. But that's the whole agenda of itself, whether one essay is menatik tulavin. And that could be an explanation why the Rambam held that Bal Yirah is not considered a lavinitik essay. Another gishmak of mahalachim the achroinim that branches off to a few different mahalachim, but it's yisoy de echad, maybe taka, Bal Yirah is a lavinitik essay. Either Rambam says that if you do the lav of Bal Yirah by actually buying the chametz, you'll get malchus. He means in a case when you weren't menatik itle essay. You didn't go burn it the next day. You had chametz, you went and bought chametz on Pesach, and then you, b'chutzpah, did not go destroy it, so you didn't do the nitik le'essei. Everyone knows the rule is, by a lav nitik le'essei, the way to get out of the malchus is by going doing the essei. If you don't do the essei the next day, or afterwards, you will get malchus. But this is, of course, totally in the sugi in Makis Daf Tezayin. Kaimoy v'le kaimoy and bitle v'le bitle. There's one man, the Yomer, the Rambam Paskins like that, that the only time you mess up that you get Malkis by a lava nitikla essay is if you did something to totally destroy the opportunity of doing the essay. Grad not doing the essay is not yet enough. You'll do it maybe in 10 minutes. Why do you give the guy Malkis? Maybe he'll still be menatik the essay in 10 minutes from now. Only when you actually go on your mevatel and you destroy your opportunity from doing the nitik, then you'll get Malkis. And here's the search is on. What could be the case that the Rambam says that if you buy chametz or create chametz, so you did it in an oifen of lav sheyesh by maise, that you're going to get Malkis, it's doch nitik le'ese, you can still go destroy it. So first of all, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that bir chametz is dafka sreifa, and you must do it with sreifa. So then the case is simple. You went and instead of doing sreifa, you threw it to the yam and crumbled it. Now you ruined your opportunity of doing sreifa. But if you hold like the Rabbanon, that bir chametz b'chol davar, so then what's the case? However which way you destroyed it. Oh, so then you did the mitzvah of tashbisu, you did the nitik le'ese. So the Shaar HaMelech brings a teretz, maybe it was Shvi'i Shal Pesach, and it was Shvi'i Shal Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you can't burn the chametz, and you must do the tashbisu on Pesach. So it doesn't help if you do it after Pesach. So it's Shvi'i Shal Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos. You can't burn the chametz, you can't crumble it, because it's toichen, and there's no way to do, it's Malach of toichen. You can't do the nitik. That's a case where you're getting Malkis for the Baal Yirah, because you can't do the nitik. Because it's the last day of Pesach and it's Shabbos. Elamai, they bavarn, go tell a goy to do it. So here, it branches off the two options. What are you going to do? You're going to tell a goy to do it? Punk fakert. Telling a goy to do it even messes you up more. By telling a goy to do it, so then you messed up. The goy is ein shlichas l'nochri. So the goy is not going to be a kiyum of your tashbisu. That means it's an interesting maisa. The Magen Avraham brings in a case when a guy finds chametz and a Shabbos, what should he do? There's various eitzes in the poiskim. One of the options the Magen Avraham brings in Siman Tov Mem Vav, tell a goy to do it. And Rabbi Kveger and Hagoyes and Shulchan Aruch, he shries on that. He says, no, telling a goy to do it is going to mess you up. The goy went and did it, and you lost out on your mitzvah. And that's a gewaldic case for us. That's a case when you don't have the nitik, because you went and told a goy to do it. Another case that the Maisa Choshev, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, who was the son-in-law of Rabbi Kveger in the Hagoyes on Shaar HaMelech, he wrote a sefer, Maisa Choshev, he says it could be that you carved out on the chametz a shame of Yudkei Vavkei. So it's usher to destroy it, because there's a lav deraisa to be moichik es Hashem. And you can be mafalpul whether the mitzvah's essay of tashbisu is doicha the lav of mechikas Hashem. But that's an interesting einfal case, that you created the chametz with a tsura of Yudkei Vavkei. Another shayla, the achreinim in the Shaar HaMelech, the hagot magiyim on the Shaar HaMelech bring is, maybe there could be the case, what's the din if you went and ate the chametz? Because he wants to say a chiddush. We know there's a whole shayla, if eating chametz gufa is a kiyam of tashbisu. We discussed that by the mitzvah of tashbisu. If eating chametz on Erev Pesach, after chatzois, if it's asur, it's not asur, it's a machlekes tanoim, but even if it's not, maybe that's a kiyam of tashbisu. So they say, even if you want to clarify, if eating chametz is tashbisu, and of course the Rishash says that even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that bir chametz is dafka sreifa, or ba'odam ki eitz hasodeh, and eating the person eating it is sreifa, but he says that's not on Yontif. Once it's on Yontif and it's mamish osir, so eating the chametz is not a kiyam of tashbisu. Tashbisu means to go destroy it, not to go eat it and perform its tafkid. Ibazai says that would be a case where you'll get malkis for Baal Yirah. Because you were over, you bought the chametz, you created the chametz, you were over Baal Yirah. So you're supposed to get malkis, lav sheyesh by maisa. Elamai, it's nitik to the essay of tashbisu, but you ruined the option of doing tashbisu by eating it. Now there's an einfal here. If you eat chametz, you chayiv koris. If you chayiv koris, so the chayiv koris is going to pat to the malkis. But this I didn't understand. You're already chayiv malkis, yeah? At 10 o'clock in the morning on Pesach, you went and bought chametz or made chametz. Right then, you were over a lav da iraisa. An hour later, you went and ate it. And yes, when you ate it, you chayiv koris. And that koris removed your opportunity to do the nitikla essay. And now you get malkis for what you did an hour ago. There's no problem that the chayiv koris should pat to the malkis. You have a chiv malkis that's mutl on you from already before. So that's l'chair another option. Another option that my sechoshe brings is that maybe you took the chametz and you were mevatel it beroiv, so it became heter, so it's gone. You can't do tashbisu, it was batel beroiv. But being mevatel it beroiv is not a kiyum of tashbisu. It's just avoiding it. It disappeared. I mean, that's really what we're dealing with. The Rabbanan say that hashbasosei b'chol davar. So how do you have a case that the chametz is gone, you can't do tashbisu, but you didn't do tashbisu? So we spoke out. A guy did it. So we're adding another one. You make bittel beroyv. Of course, there's another major topic we're going to say, b'ktzor, it's a shir b'fnei atzmei avada, that the Menchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim and Sefer, kol echad b'nuschoy, explain that Bal Yirah is not nitik le'esei. The Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tashbisu we already discussed, explains that if Tashbisu is a kiyam essay, then it's takin nitik le'esei. But if you learn Tashbisu is just an iser essay, then Bal Yirah is not nitik le'esei. Reb Chaim and Sefer al Pidarkoi wants to say a different gang that it's gufa telling the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and we'll explain the headline of it. Rabbi Yehuda holds bir chametz as dafka sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda holds bir chametz as dafka sreifa because it's a din in the chefts of the chametz to do sreifa to it, and it's nasim, it's vosan, you did something to the chametz, that's nitik leese. And the Gemara in Pesachim daf tzadik vav that says that bal yiro is nitik leese is the Ram could be gerusin. There the Gemara is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds bir chametz besreifa like Rabbi Yehuda bal yiro is a nitik to the essay of sreifas chametz, and you won't get malchus ever for bal yiro. Oh, but the Rambam with Paskins that Bal Yirah, the Rambam with Paskins that Hashbasosi Becholdover, if you hold like the Rabbanan that Hashbasosi Becholdover, then it's not a din in the Cheftza. It's a din on the Gavra that he should go do the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That is not inherently going to be called a lav hanitikal essay. And therefore the Rambam holds, in fact, technically you could get Malkus for Bal Yirah. And since you could get Malkus for Bal Yirah, we have now a case of getting Malkus. Now, fearing goes all the way back, what did we say? We started the shir with the Tasha that according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and Beitz Adav Zayin, they're arguing, what's the shir of Bal Yirah? Is it a Kosevis or a Kezayis? And the question was, Mamonoshuch, if there's no Malkus anyways, what's the difference what the shir is? Chetzi shir is also min HaTorah. So we said the Terutzim, the Shagasarius Teretz, the Menchus Chinuch Teretz. But we spoke out, maybe no, you do get Malkus. It's an afkamina if it's a Kosevis or a Kezayis, in a case when you go buy Chametz or you create Chametz, that you do get Malkus for Bal Yirah. Now our kasha was that if you hold that this case of Malkus, then what did the Gemara say? You could learn out Bal Yirah from Chometz to Sa'or from a Kal V'Chomer. I ain't Oin Shem Adin. So here there's a Moir Dikam Ahalach in the Tam HaMelech, the Agoyis and the Shara Melech. He says, no, if Bal Yirah and Tashbisu have the same shear, they're both Kezayis, then Taka, it's Nitikal Essay, and then there's no Malkus. And then you could learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer because there's no Malkus. But once Beis Shammai is machadish that it's a different shear, the shear of Kosevis is the shear for Bal Yirah. Tashbisu remains with a shear of Kezayis. That shows you that they're not connected. So it's not a lava nitikal essay. So you could get Malkus. It's a dover chorif mo'oid, and it comes out that according to Beis Shammai, that's makel, that the shear of Bal Yirah is only Kosevis, in turn comes out a chumrah, because then by default it's not lava nitikal essay, and then you're going to get Malkus. That's a charifus of the Tam HaMelech on the Shara Melech. Menchas Chinuch, at the end, in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, in the next year we're going to go through most of the inyonim of the Menchas Chinuch for Bal Yirah, but we're going to fear us now from the end of it, that's a hashlama to these inyonim. Menchas Chinuch is mesupik. We said already that if a person goes and buys chametz, then he gets malchus, because he did it al yidei maisa. Clears the Menchas Chinuch. What's the din? We know, and we're going to speak about this topic more in the next year, of a chametz that you were makabal al of achrayis. It's chametz that you don't even own. It's chametz of a goy or a different yid, but you makabal achrayis on it. We know that the Gemara says that chametz that you makabal achrayis on your also oiver. The derech klal, you're not oiver. Shal choy ataroya, aval ataroya shal acherim. But if it's chametz that you makabal achrayis, then you're oiver. Klares the Menchas Chinuch moir de kashayle. Let's say you have chametz that you're being oiver bal yirah because you makabal al of achrayis. You've had it since before Pesach. You makabal al of achrayis. You then went and bought this chametz from the goy. Now you went and did a maisa. So you went and did a maisa, you went and bought it from the guy. Yeah, but what did this maisa do? That it became yours. And now, Avada, when it's yours, you're over Bal Yirah. But you were already being over Bal Yirah. You were being over Bal Yirah as the din of Kibbal Olav Achrayis. What did this maisa kinin moisif? Now, some Achrayim say it is because it could be that you're only over Lo Yimotze. Chometz Shekibbal Olav Achrayis, the Gemara is marbid from the Pasuk of Lo Yimotze, Masha Motzi Biyotcha. So it could be that when it's Kibbal Olav Achrayis, you're only over Lo Yimotze. Buying the chometz added that you're even going to be over Bal Yirah. But that's not the Menchas Chinuch's issue. He had a different issue that the Etzem, you know, upgrade, that now it's really yours, and you did that Ayidei Maisa, that should be considered it's a lav sheyesh by Maisa. Menchas Chinuch also speaks out that Avada, you're only over and get Malkus for Bal Yirah, is if you buy the Chametz on Pesach, or you created it on Pesach. But if Erev Pesach, before Chatzos, 2 days before Pesach, you went and bought Chametz, or you went and created Chametz, and you remained and kept it on your house, that's not a lav sheyesh by Maisa. The yesh by Maisa has to be that you did the Maisa at a time when it was already usher. He still sued the famous Rambam in Hilchis Melachim that if a person goes down to Mitzrayim, not al das to stay there to be mishtakeya, so you're not over of the love of going to Mitzrayim. Elamai, then you changed your mind, you're going to stay, you achishev lehishtakeya sham. That's ain by maisa, because you didn't do a maisa then. Ah, you did a maisa originally. That was a maisa beheter. The same thing over here. If you bought the chametz beheter, that wouldn't be a shaila. Now, it feels there's something interesting. We know if a person be'oifin maisa puts on a beged of klayim, he did a maisa, now he's wearing it passively. But in the morning, he put on the beged. The din is if you give him hasra again and again and again, for every single hasra, you get another malchus. So he says the same thing over here. If a guy would buy chametz on Pesach, and then he's having it in his house, and for the next few hours, every time they give him again hasra, every time we'll get a new malchus. Now he says a charifus, if sometime in the afternoon this kezayis of chametz got smaller, it shrunk, and it became less than a kezayis, and then it got re-swollen, some water fell in and it got re-swollen, chazer v'nitpach, right? Nitztamik v'chazer v'nitpach, it's a big sugi in the chulin. Nitztamik v'chazer v'nitpach. He says, now that it's chazer v'nitpach, you vayt the roiv v'bal yiro. But now it's already aimed by maisa. Because since it was nitztamik and only was chazer v'nitpach, it's not any more connected to the original maisa that you did when you created or bought it. Now some achronim say no, because even if it became less than a kezayis, aber chetzi shir is asur min ha-toyra. Well, that's totally the Shagasari says no. But if chetzi shir is asur min ha-toyra, then soif kol soif, there should be an inyan that it's still connected to the original maisa you did, and when it's chazer v'nitpach and you get another hasra, you should again be over and get another set of malchus. So yesh lefalpul b'ze. We'll fear ois that there's a very bekitzer the amount of minchas chinuch on the mitzvah chof by the love of Bal Yirah, but one geshmak and noise that's over there is that the Gemara says that if you're matmin chametz, yochel bal yatmin, that you're only over lo yimotze, you're not over Bal Yirah. Chametz that's mutman, you're only over one malchus, the love of lo yimotze. We mentioned already, it could be the chametz shekibul olav achrayis also, you're only over lo yimotze. Comes the minchas chinuch with a rifus tik a chiddush. Assuma. Let's assume assuma is chayiv in mitzvahs or akalponim assuma is chayiv in loisaseis. Assuma is only going to be over bal yimotze. He won't be over bal yirah because he doesn't see the chametz. Now, if a guy closes his eyes, it doesn't mean he's not over bal yirah. Or if a guy is very far from the chametz, he's more than a mil away, right? It's kol she'eni royeh. But shiloh is b'chol haroyeh. You don't see it. It's far away. Then avada. That's called bal yirah. But assuma. He wants to declare that the same way chometz that's mutman, you're not over bal yirah, kenzan asuma also won't be over bal yirah, he'll only be over bal yimotzi. Be'ezer Hashem, in the next year, we'll go by riches into the gedorim of shel choy ataroya, aval ataroya shel acherim v'shel gavoya, which is most of the topics that the Minchas Chinuch goes in over here.